I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The trout stocking schedule in West Virginia has hit high gear. We'll talk to the man in charge of it all right after this.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Mike Shingleton heads up the DNR's trout program, and starting March 1st, the regular weekly spring stockings got underway. That will extend through the end of May. Shingleton tells us they got a slow start, but that is not going to be a problem for fishermen.
All the waters are being stocked on a regular schedule, so the production's looked down a little bit this year because of some work we had to do at some of the hatcheries, but anglers should still find plenty of trout in the waters. We got a little behind in February because the ice on the rivers and just difficulty getting out of the hatcheries themselves.
In fact, because of that snow and ice, there are some waters in West Virginia that were due trout. Haven't seen any yet.
We were able to get everything in January, but we weren't able to get a number of them in February. In particular, Williams River, Cranberry, Upper Shavers Fork here in Randolph County, and Spruce Knob. We're hoping to get Spruce Knob before too long. But some of these others, we don't know when we'll get into them.
The DNR will stock more than 400,000 pounds of trout during the next 3 months, and Shingleton tells us these are quality eating-size fish.
The average size right now should be running around 11, 12 inches, and some of them, obviously are going to be 13. But as we get into April and May, the average size will increase some more. And so by the time we finish stocking in May, every size is usually around 13, 14 inches.
And they disperse pretty well throughout the water after a day or two.
It depends on, how long they're in the stream. In the first couple of days, they may not move very far, although we did some stocking this past Friday with the high flows, and a lot of those trout got scattered out quite a bit. But, as you go through the week and through the following week and the month and stuff, those trout will move around because they're looking, they're raised in raceways that don't have any cover, but they learn very quickly that cover is good.
Trout fishing certainly popular in West Virginia, but in some cases too popular.
As soon as they start down a stream, then the phones start ringing and people pass it on, or if we go into a small community, everybody knows pretty quick, and that's one of the sometimes there's so many anglers. Has been in the past that it's difficult for the truck to get off the road.
So give them a wide berth. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.